Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, the daf for the second day of Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin Dalid, is Chof Aleph in Maseches Yuma. It is the last daf in the first perek of Yuma, and it's the 484th daf in Shas. Our Gemara will continue to discuss loud cries and loud noises that are deep and inherent to the existence of the world. Whether these the Gemara should be understood literally or not is not clear to me. In other words, to be more precise, I don't understand it exactly literally, but maybe Chazal are referring to a greater level of noise. We do know now, based on science, that there are very, very high-pitched sounds that a person cannot hear, or it's entirely a metaphor. Either way, the Gemara will continue with that idea that we had left off with at the end of Chaf Amid Beis. Then the Gemara will discuss the Aliyah L'Regel and the tightness and excitement on Har HaBayis during the times of Aliyah L'Regel. And then the Mishnah will be quoted in Avos, in Perek Hei, that will describe the Nisim, the miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, a beautiful daf for today. Those Nisim will preoccupy the Gemara all throughout Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Then the Gemara will discuss some halachos of Tumah V'Tahara that are related to Aliyah L'Regel. The miracles will continue on through Amid Beis, which will bring the Gemara to discussing the nature of the Eish on the Ma'aracha of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara will discuss Eish in general from the perspective of Torah. And finally, the Gemara will discuss certain symbolisms of certain directions of the Beis HaMikdash as it relates to the different Kalim. And that will wrap up Perek Shivas Yom. So let's be Ezer Hashem, begin three lines from the bottom of Chaf Amid Beis. Tana Rabbana. Shalosh kolos halchem isayf ha'olam va'ad sayfer. There are three sounds that go from one end of the world to the next. Ve'eluhein, and these are they. Kol gal gal chama. We mentioned in yesterday's daf that there is the supersonic noise of the movement of the sun during the day. Ve'kol hamona shel romi. And the sound of the conquest of Rome that was mentioned in yesterday's daf. Ve'kol neshama b'shash yotze meneguf. And then the sound of a neshama, when it passes away from the body, there it creates a supersonic sound. As well, v'yeshomrim, a fascinating hosafa, the Gemara says, af leida, as well as birth. In other words, when the neshama leaves, or when the neshama enters, that is a extremely dramatic movement between the uppers and the lowers, and that causes a noise that we don't necessarily hear, but Chazal described as a kol gadol. V'yeshomrim, some say, af ridia. Even the angel called ridia that was in charge of the irrigation of the world, that is in charge, who once again is the union of the uppers and the lowers. The Gemara in Tainus describes the Pasuk in Tilim, Toim el Toim Koire, that rain is the union of the upper levels of water with the lower levels of water. Obviously, that requires a lot of explanation. But again, on a simple level, it is the connection between the upper and the lowers. And that is Ridaya. And that, again, makes a noise. What happened to the sound, according to this opinion of the Gemara? Ubo Rabban Rachman Neshama, B'shah She'yotze Min Aguf Uvatua. The Rabbanon asked Rachmanis, asked for mercy for the Neshama by the time it leaves the Guf, that it should not have this supersonic sound going from one end of the world to the next, and they were Mevatel. Tanya Kvas Reb Shila, Hayetza Derech Kodim Kriyas HaGever. We learned that Rabbi Shila had said that the definition of Kriyas HaGever, which was what brought up this whole topic, was the sound of the cry of the rooster. So, Rabbi Shiloh's position is in contradistinction, we learned yesterday, to the opinion of Rav, who said that it was the Mamuna who would wake them up in the morning of every day, as well as the Mamuna to announce that the Avodas HaTamid would begin on Yom HaKippurim as well. Rabbi Shiloh disagreed, and he held that it was the sound of the rooster. So it seems to be like Rabbi Shiloh had said, that anybody who leaves too early in the morning, he's putting himself in danger. Now, there wasn't a mamuna that goes around every single block to announce that the morning star is coming up. However, there is a rooster that always calls out wherever roosters are found. So therefore, it makes sense, Kriyas HaGever, Tavu B'Rosho, that we see that Kriyas HaGever is the rooster. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Ad Shi Yishane. that not only should he wait for the rooster to cry once, but the rooster should repeat as well. V'yeshomrim ad sheyishalish. Some say even the rooster should cry three times. Ubeiz a tarnagol amru, and what type of rooster are we talking about? Betarnagol beinini, an average one that does, that neither croaks or cries out too early nor too late. Mark continues. Some review damer rav seven lines on the top. Machaf aleph amid aleph. B'shashi Yisrael oilin leregel. At the time of the Yisrael, biol leregel omdin svufim. There was cramped. This is the famous Maimer Chazal that when we went up to the Har HaBayis, including on Yom HaKippurim, it was packed. However, a nes would happen. When we bow down, there was enough space. Now, Achore Beis HaKaporas means that Klal Yisrael also was standing in the area of Achore Beis HaKaporas, and that is on the western side, behind the Kodshei HaKadoshim. There was another 11 amos before the wall of the Heichal. Klal Yisrael was also over there. If you take a look in the Masifta Gemaras, they have the diagram where everybody was standing. But the Gemara needs to clarify and say, what's going on? Asks the Gemara, Maika Amar. Rashi explains that the question is the following. If everybody got miraculously an extra four amis, so then why did you need to put people behind the Beis HaKaporas? Wherever they were standing beforehand, that was fine. The area miraculously stretched out for them. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Afa Pishnim Shachin, Achasas Reyam Achore Beis HaKaporas, Va'omnim Tzfufin. Even though the area was so full, that even when they were standing belly to belly with each other, nevertheless, they also had to stand. There are some people who were pushed from to Achore Beis HaKaporas, Kishay Mishtachavin, but when they bowed, Mishtachavin Vachim, they would bow and each one have their own four amas. Rashi points out, this is a nominee for Halacha from the Daily Daf, that Rashi points out that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us four amas was not just simply so that we would have room to bow, but also during the bowing, we used to say vidui. And Rashi writes that's inappropriate for one person to hear the vidui of somebody else. So many people are not aware of this, but there are many mekoros, this Rashi being one of them, Dibar Maschil Mishtachavim, that during Hishtachava, we would actually recount our Averos and repent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues on the Gemara. This is one of the 10 miracles that happened in the Migdash. This not a very famous and beautiful Mishnah in Avos, Perikei Mishnah. Hey, Asara Nisim Nasu Bebeis HaMikdash, with 10 Nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Ipila Isha Mereach Basar Hegdish. A woman did not miscarry due to the odor of Besar Hegdish. Velo Isriach Besar Hegdish Meolam, and the meat of Hegdish never became spoiled. Velo Nirezvul Bebeis HaMitapchim, and a fly was not found in the area where the meat was cut up in the Migdash. V'lo ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom HaKippurim. Kohen gadol never became a bal keri on Yom HaKippurim. V'lo nimtza psul ba'omer u'b'shtei alechem. And there was never a psul that was found in the korban omer on Pesach or the shtei alechem on Shavuos. U'b'lechem aponim. As well as there was never a psul found in lechem aponim. Omdim tzfufim mushtachavim revachim. We mentioned this, that they stood belly to belly and back to back, and yet they had enough room for hishtachava. Lo hizik nachash v'akar of Yerushalayim me'olam, and a serpent or a snake did not damage in Yerushalayim. Lo amar adam lechavero tzar li hamakom shalim b'Yerushalayim. And no one said that my quarters where I am staying in Yerushalayim is too cramped. People focused on the good, people focused on the ruchnius when they were being ola rega. I asked once Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, is there a chiyuv to kill a snake at all then in Yerushalayim? Because the snake is not mazik. So Rav Chizkio, his son, told me that presumably we would say ein soim chenal anes. And Rav Rafi Ronis brought to me a raya that we learned earlier that we did certain things that the Kohen Gadol should not become a balkari. For example, we tried to keep him up all night. The Yushalmi also says that we don't give him dvarim to eat, dvarim shemivim lekeri. And this is also the opinion of Tosfos Yeshanim. So we see from here that even though a nes did occur, nevertheless, we also have to do a shtadlus in the context, in that context as well. So the snake should be killed. The Gemara continues, Pasach b'migdash v'siyem b'Yerushalayim. We started off discussing the Beis HaMikdash in terms of the miracles of the temple, and then we concluded miracles that happened in Yerushalayim at large, like the snakes not biting, and like people feeling they had enough space. The Gemara explains that there are 10 miracles that actually took place in the temple, and even though here we counted some of Yerushalayim, there are actually another 2 that appear in the Beis HaMikdash as well. There are another 2 for the Mikdash. Desanya, as we learn in a Braisa, may olam lo kavu gishamim esh shel atzei hamaracha. Number 1 is no matter what type of rain there was, it never, all the water in the world, mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chabos ahava, all the water in the world was not able to put out the fire of the maracha on the esh. Mefarshim point out that there was a roof that was over the heichal. That's Mashmos of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek. Hey, if I'm not mistaken, nevertheless, there wasn't a roof over the Mizbeach, hence that miracle. Number 2, V'asham HaRocha fil kal rucha sheba olam. Bosum minishavos, bo, first word, wide line, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, that even if all the wind in the world came to blow the smoke from the Hesham HaRocha, im azizis osam ekamo, it went up as one straight pillar. Asks Gemara, there was another nes that took place. Gemara continues on the first white line, Chafal Famidach. There was another nes in the base of Mishra. Suleka, is there not another Vatanya? Didn't we learn? Rav Shmaya, Bikal Nabnoi, Shivrei Klicheres, Nivloim Mimkomo, that when they needed to break Klicheres, because they had absorbed Tam of Kachim, and then they would have nosar, tam nosar trapped inside, so then you can't kasher it, and you need to break it. So when they broke it, it got magically swallowed into the ground. Miraculously, more precisely, miraculously swallowed into the ground. Va'amar Abayim, we have another miracle. Morav, notza v'disha mizbeach ha'pnimi, v'disha na'minora nivlam b'mikomon. The innards, the gizzards of the animal, as well as the cleaning off of the inside mizbeach, that the ktoris that was brought on it, as well as the cleaning out of the menorah, all the leftover things were absorbed into the ground. So we see that there were more miracles that were not recorded. Answers the Gemara, we have to recalculate. Psule tlosa havi chashvinu bechad. The 3 psulim that we said that there was no psul in the Omer Shtelechan Lechan Panim should be counted as 1. Apik tray, vial tray. So you could take 2 out and put 2 more in. And what is that? Bliyas shivrei klicheres and bliyas mora v'nitza v'disham mizbeach ha'pnimis. Iachi, if you're going to say that those things that are comparable are considered 1, biluin nami tray havi. The case of those that were absorbed shouldn't be counted as 2. Chashvinu b'chad should be counted as 1. Chasu. So now you have only 9. Says Gemara, no, there's another miracle. Ikanami achrisi, damar b'shuam and levi, neis gadol ha-yinasa b'lechem ha-panim. There was a tremendous miracle with the lechem ha-panim. Siluka kisidrura. The way they took it out was the way it went in. Shenemar, what does that mean? That it was just as fresh when it came out as when it came in. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, lasum lechem choyim b'yoyim hilach choy. That about the lechem ha-panim, it was hot when they took it out. That was a miracle, even though it had been baked more than a week ago. Continues the Gemara, 5 lines of the bottom of Suleka. These are the only miracles. Va'amar Rebbe Levi. But didn't Rebbe Levi teach us? Dover zem esaris b'yadei me'aveseinu. We have a long-standing tradition that what? Makom aron eina min amida. That the aron, in other places, Chazal used the expression, was not tofes makom. That the Aron did not take up any place. Miraculously, it sat there, but it didn't take up any physical space in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Another miracle, that the Kruvim, the cherubs that sat on top of the Aron, stood there as a miracle. Rashi explains that we're talking about the Kruvim, the golden angels who had the face of children. During the time of Shlomo HaMelech, we used to stand at the ground at the feet of the Aron. And if you make a calculation, their wings were 20 amos long. That is, if you calculate the width of all of the wings together, and that took up the entire space of the Kodesh Kodashim, from the northern wall to the southern wall of the Kodesh Kodashim, and it means that the body of the Kruvim, their actual body space, was not Tofes Makom as well. So those are two more miracles. Why are they not mentioned? Answer the Gemara. Nisa Devroi Kachoshiv. The Nisim that were obvious from the outside that people would see, that we mentioned in the Mishnah and Avos. Nisa the Gavoi Lo Kachoshiv. But the miracles that were inside the Kodesh Kodashim that no one was privy to, that was not mentioned. Asks the Gemara. Iyachi Lechem Apon Nami Nisa the Gavoi Hu. Lechem Aponim also took place in the Hecha where the Bnei Yisrael did not see generally inside. Answers the Gemara, Lechem Aponim Nisa Devroyu. That's considered Nes on the outside. Da'amar Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish taught, last line of Chaf Alfam Aleph, Ma'idichsiv ala Shulchan HaTar. The Shulchan is described al Shulchan HaTar. Tar, Michlal Shu Tame. Coming to tell us that the Shulchan at times can become Tame. Hence, the Pasuk needs to say that it's supposed to be tahar. How could it become tamei? Asks the Gemara. Kli eitz also nachasu. V'chol kli also nachas ein mekabel tuma. It's a kli eitz that's made to be moved, and a kli eitz, that's meant to stay in one place. So nachas means that's meant to stay in one place. Then that's not mekabel tuma. V'chotzeis mepnei atuma. It even prevents tuma. Ella, so what's the pasuk coming to bring out? This is a beautiful memra that they used to raise up the lechem aponim and to show it to the olei regalim. And they would say to olei regalim, it's important for every Jew to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And that's what they did for the olei regalim. They raised up the shulchan aponim and they said, look at this amazing thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Shesiluko kisiduro, that it's just as fresh when it's taken off as well as when it's put on. Shenemar, that pasuk in Shmuel that we mentioned before, losum lechem chaim biyoim halakha chay. Hence, the miracle of lechem aponim is something that's seen by the outside as well. Says the Gemara, but there's another miracle. Six lines from the top of Chaval from the base of Sulek. Is there not another one? V'amar Rav Ayishi, b'shash, b'an shleim b'beis ha-mingdash, not abay kol mine b'godim shel zahav. When shleim b'beis ha-mingdash, he planted. Something really miraculous happened in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and that is he planted something that was made out of gold, v'yumotzien peirosein, and it would even produce, during the first Beis HaMikdash, gold fruits, bizmanon, u'kishen ruach min ha-sheves ben-noshrim, and the fruits would fall off when there was a wind. Shenemar, as the Pasuk describes in Tehillim, yir'ash kalvanon piryo, that the rash will cause the fruit to fall down. But when foreigners came into the Heichal, the Yerushalmi in Yuma says it was the time when Menashe brought in Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash, then it all disappeared. Yavish. Then it withered. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Nachum says, Uferach Levanon Umlal. Levanon will be without, will be empty from its perach. Vazi that Kodesh Baruch Hu lachzir, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to return that golden tree. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Parayach tifrach v'sogel afgilas v'ranein kavod halavanon nitan lo. So what do we see? That there was another miracle in the Mikdash. Continues Gemara on the first medium-sized line. Nisa the kaviyah lo kachashiv. A nes that stood in its place constantly, that was not mentioned. Hashish ta'as is lachi. Once we say that, then we have another reason why the Aron and the Kruvim that the Gemara had asked in the bottom of Amud Aleph that they didn't take a place, why it wasn't mentioned. Nami, Nisa, the Kvi, and Ninu, and they weren't mentioned. The Gemara goes back to the Nes of the smoke in and above the Mizbeach. Amar Mar, Va'asham Aracha. Umi Ave, Asham Aracha. We learned that was a pillar of smoke that went straight up no matter what type of wind was around. Was there smoke altogether? Va'atanya, didn't we learn? Chamisha Dvarm Nemru Be'eshel Maracha. There are five things in regards to the Eshel Maracha. Ravutza Ka'ari. Rashi describes that there was a coal that fell down from the heavens during the days of Shlomo, and it was on the Mizbeach until the time, again, Menashe, when he did the terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash, removed it, and it looked like a lion that's about to pounce. That was what this gacheles looked like. Ubarach kechama, barach kechama. It was clear like the sun. In other words, it was a clear, bright color, not like the reddish in our fires. V'yeshba mamish, and you were able to touch it, and it had a dimension like coals. V'ocheles, and it would just eat the eitzim of the karbonos. Lachen kiyveshim, whether even if it was moist, the moisture would not affect it. V'eina ma'alo ashen, and it did not have smoke. So what's the statement that the smoke wasn't affected by the wind? There was no smoke altogether. Answers the Gemara. Ki kamrina bidehedyet. What we were talking about is the ashen that was brought by the Kohanim. In other words, there were two parts of the fire on the Mizbech. The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, we're going to have this later on in Gimel, also appears in Erevin. V'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim eish al Mizbech. The Pasuk says that b'nei Aaron are supposed to put the eish al Mizbech. How does that work? Even though there was a fire that came down from Shemayim during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, mitzvah lahavi mina edyet. There still is a mitzvah to bring from a normal fire that's not this miraculous fire that was described earlier. Revutzik Ari, the fire was like a charcoal, a coal ready to pounce. What time did we learn? Amram Chanina Skan Konim, we receive Revutzik Kelev. The dimension looked like a dog, which is smaller than a lion. Answers the Gemara. Loikasha, kam migdash rishon, kam migdash sheni. Migdash sheni, it was like a kelev. Ask Gemara, migdash sheni avoy, was it there at all? From Shemayim, the Eishmen HaShemayim, v'amar Reb Shmuel Bar Ina, my dichsiv, the Pasuk in Chagai says, ve'ertza boy ve'ekoved, amar Hashem, v'karinon chazal darshin, ve'ekovda. It should really say ve'ekovda. Ma'ishnan de mechusar, and why did they take out the hay? Elu, it's referring to five things. Elu chamisha dvarim, shayubay migdash rishon migdash sheni. Ve'elu hain aron, there wasn't an aron in the second base of mish. Kaporas, there wasn't a kaporas. Ukruvim, there wasn't kruvim. Eish, there wasn't an eish, that's now kasha. Ushchina, v'ruach hakodesh, v'urim v'tumim. So how could we say that it looked like a kelev during the second base of mish? There was no eish min hashemayim. Answers the Gemara. Amri, in mi'ah ve'have, siyuan lo misayeya. There was this eish on the Mizbeach, but it did not aid for burning the karbanos. But in the Bayis Rishon, the fire also aided in burning the karbanos, and it did not need its own eitzim. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, Sheish Ishos Hein. There are six different types of fires. Now that we spoke about the fire of the second Bayis, that did not devour the karban. There are six of them. Yesh ocheles ve'neshoset. There are some that eat but don't drink. The Gemara will give us examples of all of these in a moment. What exactly it means, ocheles ve'neshoset. Yesh ocheles, some that drink ve'neshoset and don't eat. Yesh ocheles ve'neshoset, yesh ocheles lachin kiyveshim. There are some that eat and drink, and there are some that devour both the moist and the dry. Yesh eish, doche eish. There's some fire that pushes away other fire. Yesh eish ocheles eish. Some fire that eats other fire. Yesh eish ocheles ve'ena shose. There's some that eat and don't drink. Hadidan, but ours, shose ve'ena ocheles. Drinks, but does not eat. It devours, but it doesn't have the ability to put out water, and water puts it out. Dechulin, that's the one of chulin. Ours of chulin devours, but does not drink up water. Ocheles ve'shose, what's an example of fire that eats and drinks? Elio, we know of Elio. Dechsiv es hamayim. The Pasuk describes in Melachim Asher b'ta'ala l'cheicha that it licked up the water, which normally does not happen with a fire of chulin. Ocheles lachin ki yaveshin, it eats the moist like the dry, de ma'arocha. That refers to the eish of the ma'arocha that came down during the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Yesh eish doche eish, there's a fire that pushes another fire away. De Gavriel, that refers to Gavriel, that he went down to save Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah from the fire, and he pushed away, his fire pushed away the physical fire that was going to destroy them. And then there's an even stronger Eish that eats Eish, De Shechina, the fire of Shechina, De Amar Mar, as Mar taught, Hoshit Etzbo Beinehem, Visarfon. The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created groups of angels, and he asked them whether to create man. And the first group of angels suggested not. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol put his finger there and burnt the malachim that were made of fire. We learned in our Mishnah, the fire of man that was on the Mizbeach produced smoke, as we learned, and that all the winds of the world did not affect. Ask the Mar of Amr of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Matzah Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, on Matzah after Shmini Atzeres, where we have the Gzar Din, Alamayim, Hakol Tzoyfin La'oshin HaMarocha, everybody looks at the smoke of the Marocha, Noite Klap Eit Zafon, if it is leaning towards the north, Aniyin Smeichin U'Balei Batim Atzavim, the poor people will be happy. And the people who own houses would be unhappy. Why? Because there's going to be a lot of rain. And the fruits are going to spoil. Because they spoil, their balabatim are not able to store the fruits, and they are cheap, and that is better for the aniyim. Not the klapeidarm, if the wind sends the smoke to the south, aniyim atzav and bali batim smechim, because that's a sign that the fruits are not going to spoil. And the fruits are going to be guarded, and they're going to be quite expensive. Not the klapei mizrach, if the wind is blowing the smoke from the Eish HaMarocha to the east, hakol smechim, everybody's happy. Rashi explains that the ruach ma'aravis is the most balanced, and it brings balanced rain. And the fruits do not become spoiled, yet at the same time, there isn't a tremendous demand for the fruits, hence the fruits do not become too expensive. Klapei mariv, but if the smoke is going towards the west, hakol atzav, everybody is sad. The ozel v'asi kidikle v'avdure lo havei mibader. So now the Gemara answers and says, it seems that the smoke did go in different directions. The Gemara says that it would go like a dikol, that it would bend like a date tree bends in the wind. However, the smoke then did not scatter. It bent in that direction, and then it went straight up. Vavdure lo havei mibader, it would not dissipate in different directions. Amar mar, we learn klapei mizrach, if the smoke on Matzoi Shmini Atzeres was going towards the east, hakol smeichen, everybody was happy. Klapei mariv, hakol atzavim. Urimin will ask you a question. Mizrachis, we learned that the east, la'olam yafe, the east is always good. Maravis, la'olam kasha. Ruach tzafonis, yafe, l'chitim b'shashiv yushlish. We learned that if it's a northern wind, then it's good for the wheat, if it's already a third growth, v'kashalization, but bad for the olives. Bizman shein chontin, at the time that they're blossoming. Ruach drom is, if it's a southern wind, kashal chitim b'shashiv yushlish, v'yafel is basin, bizman shein chontin, but good for the olives if they've already budded. V'amer Rav Yosef taught v'item marzutra v'sim anach, and the way to remember it, hashulchan, the shulchan where the lechem aponim, which is made of for wheat, batzafon, that's in the north. Menorah, which is made, of course, with olive oil, badarom, it comes from the south. Hai mirabe didei, vai mirabe didei. The menorah is best for the oil, the side of the south, and the shulchan, the north, is best for the wheat. What do we see from the Braisa? That an eastern wind is good, and a western wind is bad. Now, we had mentioned earlier, klape mizrach, that if the smoke was billowing towards the east. Now, what causes smoke to billow towards the east? What causes it is a western wind that pushes it towards the east. And if it's pushed towards the west, then that's an eastern wind. And what did we learn? When it came to the western wind, which was klapei mizrach, hakol smeichim. Yet over here, we learned the exact opposite. We learned that a western wind is bad, and an eastern wind is good. Answers the Gemara, loikasha holon v'holuhu. It depends on who we're talking about. An eastern wind is good for Eretz Bavel. That's a moist land by nature. But for Eretz Yisrael, an eastern wind is not good, because it's full of mountains and valleys, and it easily becomes dry, and what's better for Eretz Yisrael is a Ruach Ma'aravis, which is much more moist, Chazal say, and therefore better for Eretz Yisrael. Hadra Nalach Shivas Yamin Baruch Hashem, we finished the Daf Chof Aleph in Meseches Yuma. I hope Ezer Hashem to record a halacha from the daily daf for Daf Chof Aleph as a separate file. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes the first parak in Meseches Yuma, and I wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah going from the second day of Chanukah into the third. Looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, in joining you on Matzoi Shabbos, Parshas Mikes. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes Daf Chof Aleph in Meseches Yuma.